farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
We're still over in Westmorland as we travel across the island to find out the focus crops for each parish. Last time we found out that farmers in Westmorland are being encouraged to plant sorrel. So in today's program, we'll look at what's involved in its cultivation and maintenance. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Good morning.
Simone, you there?
Yeah, me there wonder you just cut me off so.
Child, me no know what happened. But I can't keep dropping. Anyways, I did call for tell us that my granny dead. And the funeral said for...
We're sorry, you have no credit remaining.
Seriously? All my credit for done, I'm just put on $100. I'm call customer service right now, cause this not right.
So, you think you've been robbed of your talk time? How about unfair billing? Feel your data privacy is not protected? Are you seriously dissatisfied with your mobile service provider? Well, the Consumer Affairs Commission wants you to know your rights. Contact your service provider first, and if there is no resolution, call the Commission toll-free 1-888-991-4470 or 906-5425. Let's ring in some changes to the way mobile consumers are treated.
Hello?
Girl, we need to defend the phone rights.
Yes, your phone, your rights.
Sorrel was once harvested only during the Christmas season. However, the introduction of the bashment variety has revolutionized the crop cycle, making it available all year round. This, coupled with its marketability, has made the plant one of the focus crops for Westmorland. If you're thinking of venturing into sorrel production, you'll need to know where to get the raw material.
We have selected farmers who have seeds available right in the parish here, because the Better Town JS group is a group that was assisted with funding for JSS to build that sorrel factory. So they have seeds in their position to assist farmers.
After procuring your seeds, it will be time to plant. However, there are some general rules governing the process.
You have to ensure that the plant is not required distance, because that will create a farm uniformity. So when you're reaping, you have easy access to reap it rather than going all over the field. So for example, sorrel will plant it 2 feet apart by 3 feet along the row. And that will take approximately 7,000 plants to the acre.
Crop maintenance, which is quite simple, will be your next course of action.
Maintenance is just general fertilizing, weeding, and if it's in the dry time, then you have to apply some water to keep it moist. But if it's in the rainy period, then it's good to go. Because remember, now it's a 3-month crop, so you plant it. 1 weeding, 2 weeding, the most you fertilize, and that's it. And maturity at the end of 3 months, you just go in and you reap.
Farmers are advised to apply a special fertilizer to their crop to assist in its growth and development.
We encourage farmers to use 11-22-22. That's 11 parts of nitrogen, 22 parts of phosphorus, and 22 parts of potassium. The nitrogen is responsible for the leaf and stem growth. The phosphorus is responsible for the root development, so that you have a good anchorage of the plant. The potassium is responsible for the formation of the fruits and the carbohydrate contents of it.
RADA's acting parish manager for Westmorland, Harold Allen. In our last program, we also learned that a new sorrel processing factory is up and running in Westmorland, providing farmers with a ready market for the crop. Farmers wishing to supply sorrel to the factory may contact the RADA Parish office for further information. This morning we feature another Jamaican saying as opposed to a proverb. And the saying is, from saltfish a shingle house. Translation, from the days when saltfish was used to shingle house. This means activities that took place long ago. And that brings us to the end of this morning's program. Join us again tomorrow when we look at the sheen, another of Westmorland's focus crops. I'm Camilla Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.